This is Confidence on the Go with your host, the pink-loving, unicorn-chasing, caffeine-fueled student of fitness and confidence, Trish Blackwell. This is a podcast community that celebrates life and pursues living a life worth telling a story about. You have uncommon potential within you, and you're in the right place to unleash it. Here's your host, Trish.
Hey guys, it is Trish Blackwell. You are listening to Confidence on the Go. This is your resource for motivation for your mind, your movement, and your meaning. Now, if you're listening, if you're a brand new listener or a returning listener, I want to welcome you to what we call ourselves here at Confidence on the Go. We are the Be More community. That means we believe in being more of who we are. That means more of who we are capable of being physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every way that we can, so that we can live life to the fullest, fulfill our potential, and really leave an impact on this world that matters and make the impact that we were born to make. So welcome to the Be More community. Want to say Merry Christmas. This is episode number 89. I'm recording just a couple days before Christmas here. So if you're listening in real time, I want to just share this holiday joy with you. And I wanted to give you a show that was actually really relevant to this time of the year. Now, this might be relevant for holiday season of any type, New Year's, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, this is going to be relevant. And this is holiday food and fitness do's and don'ts. So I'm pulling out my personal trainer. Trainer Trish is coming out for you in full force here, and I'm going to deliver for you the 10 do's and don'ts that I recommend for my clients and that I've done in the past for clients to really be on guard for as far as food and fitness is concerned during the holiday season. And let's be honest, at least here in the United States, this holiday season extends from as early as Halloween in October through that first to second week of January, just with holiday parties and festivities and just so much pressure to kind of be everything to everyone as well at the same time. So we're not just talking about food, but we're also talking about schedule and trying to be everywhere and do everything. But also in this episode, I do want to just celebrate with you the gift of life, the true reason for the season, and the present of the present of being able to spend time with others. And with this concept of the gift of life, as a Christian, I want to celebrate the reason for the season, which is Jesus. So that to me is the ultimate gift of life. Now, I also, when you think about ourselves in a tangible way, gift of life is being present. We've all been given this amazing gift of life, but how many of us actually use it? How many of us actually engage in it? Or are we just trying to check things off our checklist and knock through the day? And so as you're thinking about all these presents, perhaps under your tree, or if you're celebrating another holiday of any sort where you exchange gifts of celebration with one another, I want you to think about what the real present that you can give to yourself, but ultimately to others is. And that is being present. Now, this is initially a challenge with anyone. It's a challenge when you're engaging and listening to someone. Are you giving them your full attention? Are you actually listening? Or are you listening so you can wait until you're already thinking about what you're going to respond instead, so you're not actually hearing what they're saying? How authentically connected are you to people? Are you giving them your full presence and attention? Now, the same goes for yourself. How present are you in your own day? Or are you just getting through the day and checking things off? And I don't want to make you think that I'm always present, because I certainly struggle with this. I am an achiever. I love to-do lists. I love checking things, going down the box and just knocking them off. But I want to tell you that I know that that's where I struggle and / excel. I excel at getting a lot of things done. But what that does detrimentally to me is it removes me from my ability to be in the present. So one of the things that I'm always personally working towards is how to be connected to the present, how to just live in the day and how to celebrate the fact that, I don't know, that it's 11 o'clock and you're going to have a cup of tea, whatever it might be. But the gift of life, it's a true gift. So please never underestimate the gift that life is, and that is the present. And that leads me to why I wanted to talk about food and fitness today in the holiday season for you, is because the greatest gift that you can give yourself is extending what you can of your health. Our health, you guys, is our real wealth. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your banking account. that's not going to necessarily extend or increase the risks, the chances of you extending your longevity. Now, no one knows what day they're going to die. We have no control over that. And certainly an accident could happen today or tomorrow. We are not guaranteed anything past this very moment. We're not even guaranteed today. But one thing that investing in your health, and that means by eating well, choosing the right nutrition, by exercising and moving your body and just honoring your body, that by doing that, you are extending the possibilities of your longevity. You are investing in your wealth. You are investing in your health is investing in your wealth. So I want you to think about this fitness guide that I'm going to share with you in just a couple minutes as sort of giving yourself the gift of life. You are giving yourself the gift of health by following these, just some guidelines I wanted to share. So your health is your wealth. Don't just write this off and say, oh, I'm going to lose weight starting in January. It's not about that. In fact, I don't even care what the scale says. And in fact, if you've ever worked with me as a client, you'll know that most of the time I encourage people not to even have a scale in their house. It's not about the number to me at all. It's about how you live. It's about how you move. It's about moving more, stressing less, feeling alive in the skin you're in, and being able to be actively engaged in life at a healthy weight and in a healthy way. So before we dive into that, couple quick announcements I want to share. I actually have three awesome giveaways to let you know about that I don't want you to miss out on. It is the season of giving, right? This is a present time. My gifts to you as my audience and part of this community. But first, I do want to say a big shout out of thanks to Meg. MegPie1221 wrote an awesome review on iTunes this week. And as you guys know, to anyone who writes a review, you get an on-air high five shout out, just of appreciation and gratitude from me. So because of a couple of reasons. One, I love hearing your story. I love knowing that you're part of the community, and I love that you're helping spread the joy of this community to others. So you help make it more easily accessible in iTunes by increasing the visibility through a rating or a ranking. So thank you so much, MegPie1221. Now let's get on to those giveaways. Here's the giveaways. Giveaway number one, which I don't want you to miss out on. This is only available for the first 100 people who respond. So you must be the first 100 people. So I'd encourage you to jump on it today. It is a survey. It is not a long survey. It literally is eight questions. And like one of the questions is, are you male or female? So like, let's just call that seven questions. These are easy questions. It's going to take you less than 60 seconds to fill this out. And I'm putting this survey out because I really want to know, part of my annual guidebook plan for 2015 is how I can better serve you and the community, how I can be a better coach and leader and motivator for you. And so the survey is really going to help me do that more effectively. So I need your help for me to know really how to better serve and coach you more effectively. So all you need to do is go to trishblackwell.com/survey. So again, that's trishblackwell.com/survey. And the first 100 people to respond to the survey will receive my 4-part audio series called Your Best You. Now, this series is 4 installments of a coaching session, about 40 minutes long each. They are awesome. They're actually ideal for you to start 2015 off with a bang. These are regularly priced at $57. It's a ton of value for you, me to be putting in your hands for free in exchange for just 45 seconds of your time for the survey. But in Your Best You, I'm really excited to share it with you. We're going to go over your best body, your best effort, your best relationships, and your best dash. So we're talking about your mind, your movement, and your meaning, really the mental, the physical, and the spiritual, the legacy. So please make sure you take advantage of that. The deadline for the survey is 12/31. So New Year's Eve is the deadline, because like I said, this is a survey that I'm going to use to help elevate myself to the next level to better serve you. So again, trishblackwell.com/survey. Giveaway number two is the annual guidebook. If you've heard me talking about this, if you're on my Facebook page, you might have seen the post that's become quite popular about it. It is 48 questions, everything you need to ask yourself to prepare and strategically be at your very best for 2015. It's downloadable. It's absolutely 100% free for you. All you need to do is go to trishblackwell.com/guidebook. Now, as always, if for some reason you're driving, you're running on the treadmill, you don't want to write down these links, I have them in my show notes. To get to this show in my website, all you need to do is go to trishblackwell.com/89, since this is episode number 89. So get yourself that annual guidebook and don't wait until January 1st to start working through it. Now is the time to be working on that guidebook. And then finally, so a lot of you have taken advantage of this already, but you have literally 2 days left to do so. So I did want to let you know, if you're late on the uptake or you didn't know it was available, I am offering a free giveaway of my new audiobook. It is a free audiobook of my Building a Better Body Image book, 50 Days to Loving Yourself from the Inside Out. And you get that 100% for free when you purchase Insecurity Detox. You can get Insecurity Detox at trishblackwell.com/insecurity-detox. Insecurity Detox is the perfect way to start 2015 anyways, and so it's an amazing opportunity to get this free audiobook alongside with it. So there you go. There are my three giveaways. Let's launch into the real reason for this episode, right? Giving yourself the gift of life, which is the gift of health and wealth here in this holiday season. So here are my 10 holiday food and fitness do's and don'ts. Now, let's start with the don'ts, because when I get the opportunity and someone says, okay, I got good news and I got bad news, what do you want first? I always want the bad news first. I love ending on a positive note. So we're starting with the bad stuff. We're starting with the don't. Not that it's bad. It's just there's a negative connotation to the word don't, and I like to avoid all things negative. So we're starting with the don't, and then we're going to end with the do's. Here we go. And oh, by the way, again, this list is going to be available to you in show notes, trishblackwell.com/89. Okay, here we go. Don't number one. Don't say you are too busy to move your body. You are never too busy for your body. The thing about the holidays is we all get caught up, and so many people fall off of their regular fitness routines, and it doesn't even have to be a fitness routine, you guys. It's all about movement. They stop taking care of their body. And you know what? Our body is our vehicle for life. You only have one. There is absolutely no excuse, no rightful justification to say that you don't have time, even a couple minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes to honor your body. An hour of your time towards a workout or a walk or something healthy for your body is literally 4% of your day. So let's even take that further down and talk about what the effects of a half hour could do for you. I'm not asking for major investment from you here. I'm asking for you to not buy into the cop out that, well, I'm too busy to exercise. I'm too busy to be active. I'm too busy to take my dog for a walk. There's no such thing. You are in charge of your time. You rule your time and your schedule. Your time and schedule does not rule you. Now, that might mean that you need to go to bed earlier. It might mean you need to say no to certain things. It might mean that you have to put your shoes out when you go to sleep at night, your workout outfit, so that when you wake up first thing in the morning, that it's all out and ready for you to go. And so you aren't tempted to press that snooze button. But I just want you to hear it very candidly from me. There's no such thing as being too busy for your body. Number two, don't pretend that what you eat at holiday parties doesn't count. You can't sneak anything past your body. Also remember that when we overindulge, we do so sometimes because we think it's our only opportunity to have that special treat. The reality is this is simply not true. We sort of go to this childlike place of being like, oh my gosh, what if this never is available again? And we just indulge. First off, I've been guilty myself of thinking I could sneak things by my body. With my eating disorder past, I was a binge eater, and so I would eat in secret. And you know what? It wasn't a secret from the thing and that mattered the most, which was my body. You can't sneak things past your body. So grabbing that extra cookie, taking the extra handful of things, having that extra, glass of wine that you didn't need, aren't necessary. And sometimes we fool ourselves to think that, well, no one notices. Well, I want you to know your body notices. And so what you do today is going to affect you tomorrow. Now, I'm not being a poo-poo head and saying, don't indulge, don't enjoy, but it's moderation. Everything in moderation is okay. Just being aware that what happens at holiday parties doesn't just stay at holiday parties. It follows you where you go. So stop using that as an excuse. I think we just say, well, it's a holiday. But the thing is there's like 8 holiday parties, not just one, and they just keep going. And then you get leftovers and people bring you cookies. And, you got to draw a line in the sand of where are you going to make your boundaries and where are you going to honor and respect your body. Again, you get one body. How are you honoring it? How are you treating it? 3, don't have the attitude that you'll start taking care of yourself on January 1st. That mindset is a mindset of procrastination. And it's one, if you start having a mindset of procrastination in general about anything, you are essentially training yourself to never go and pursue your goals wholeheartedly. Now, you might be saying, well, Trish, I'm just procrastinating for a week. What's the harm in that? Well, what's the harm in that is that you're training yourself to do something negative. You're training yourself. What you're teaching your mind now by procrastinating is telling yourself that in the future, that the same mindset and the same actions, which is procrastination, is tolerable and acceptable in the future. So you're setting yourself up essentially for failure come January by just being lenient and lax on your current goals right now. Again, we're not guaranteed January 1st. So let's live like we really appreciate the gift of life that it is. 4, don't let stress into your holidays. Accept the fact that you simply are not going to be able to please everyone during the holiday season. We are all getting pulled in a million directions with 1,000 obligations and expectations. So just accept the fact that you're not going to be able to please everyone. And the reality is the holiday is not about that. Be present where you can be present. Communicate with the people that you plan effectively. And then keep your focus on the reason for the season and on love. And don't buy into, we all have family drama, you guys. Oh, it's a holiday. It happens. But don't buy into it. Don't become the gossip about it. Don't feed the fire. You really have a lot more control over this stuff than you think. So minimize the family drama by just not engaging in it. And ultimately, you're going to save yourself a sizable amount of stress. And the reason I wanted to talk about stress as something not to do, and that means stress from family drama, stress from over commitments, is that stress wreaks absolute havoc on our health. If there's one thing that is going to put on belly fat, it is stress. Stress releases a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol has a propensity to store belly fat. I've literally worked with clients who've done everything right by the book. We've done absolutely everything right. They've lost the weight. They've done everything. They can't lose that last 5 pounds, and it's all in their belly. And the one thing it always points back to is they cannot get a handle on managing their stress. And the minute they do, the belly fat disappears. So stress is not something to be scoffed at. It really is something to be minimized and controlled. Okay, 5, don't forget to drink enough water. Now, it's so interesting. I think in general, most of us don't drink enough water anyways. But holiday habits tend to exclude water. I mean, we wake up, everyone's off from work, they're home, you have your coffee, you wake up dehydrated from the last night of whatever you were eating or drinking the night before. And then you go and you drink coffee, and the rest of the day is sort of the smorgasbord of eggnog, holiday drinks, sugary drink options, more coffee, fancy coffee, sugary coffee, and alcohol. And what happens is when we end up being dehydrated and we minimize what we're drinking in our water, it throws off our not only just our personal sense of hunger and our satiety and our ability, really our satiety's are just our ability to know when we're satisfied, but it slows down our metabolism. And as you know, our metabolism is the one thing that we really want to be protecting and making sure it's elevated. And metabolism is the rate at which you burn calories naturally. It is in your best interest Seriously, in your best interest to drink more water. And my goals I want to put out in front of you today is to try to drink at least 75% of your body weight in ounces. Now, you can do this a couple of ways, but set yourself up for success. Don't go anywhere without a bottle of water. Figure out if you like water really cold or if you like it lukewarm. I love mine freezing. So what I do is I wake up in the morning and I drink a full 20-ounce bottle of water, and then I refill it and put it in the freezer so that I can get it ice cold within an hour. And then I drink another one. I have a bottle of water at night on my bedside table. I want to hydrate my body, and it makes a big difference on my body's ability to measure hunger signals and know when how sugary something is, how salty something is. You have a better sensory ability of the foods you're eating when you actually are cleansing your palate and your body with water. Number six, don't not have a plan. Okay, so what I mean by this is not having a plan by going into a holiday party. If you are on a weight loss kick, have a plan. You need to know what you're going to eat of the options that are going to be served at that party. Or you need to know your plan is going to eat. Maybe you're going to eat approximately 400 calories. You need to know your plan. Don't walk in blindly. Now, if you don't have a weight loss goal, but your goal is to honor your body, have the plan, have a fitness plan. Know that, you know, in the next 7 days, you're going to do 3 runs and 2 little lifts in your, you know, in your garage and 2 walks with your family. Have a plan. There's no reason not to have a plan. It takes you 2 minutes to come up with a plan. Just commit to it. Stop being a chicken and commit to it. Number seven, don't allow guilt to be part of your conversations with anyone. Now, guilt talk, I particularly mean about food. I have seen it over and over again, particularly with women, but really, let's be honest, it's with everyone. When you get around a holiday party or you get around any kind of party and people say, well, I really shouldn't have this cookie. By engaging in that conversation, we're indulging that person in this guilt thought mindset. It's indulging in creating a negative relationship with food that then drives us further and out of balance, where we end up overeating, overindulging, and underexercising. Just refuse to participate. You know, I've it's almost, I mean, without fail, anytime I'm at a party, someone's like, oh gosh, I shouldn't have finished all that. Man, I shouldn't have had that piece of cake. There's no should have or could have. There's no reason to even talk about it. Don't buy into the guilt. Don't allow yourself to buy into that guilt, because what it's going to do, it's going to drive you the wrong way as far as a healthy relationship with food and with your body. And what it does is it offsets you and it throws you off for a couple of days, and then all your fitness and healthy plans go to the wayside, and then you're 3 or 4 days behind schedule of where you wanted to be. So don't even engage in that guilt mindset. It's not about that. Everything in moderation is permissible. Number eight, don't watch too much TV. The holidays, like we talked about this, the gift of life. The holidays are your family time. So get outside and be active as much as you possibly can. Now, this obviously depends upon weather and where you are, but I know that you can get out and be active. Find a way to do something. And remember, as you're being active, that every little bit of fitness that you do and activity that you get during the holiday season matters. Something is always, always better than nothing. Number nine, don't forget to eat breakfast. Oh my gosh. You guys, seriously, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and eating it will help you not only to not overindulge the rest of the day, but it will set your metabolism up to be on fire. Once you think about breakfast so your metabolism, like we've already talked about, is this fiery furnace within you that ignites calories and is burning and giving you energy, literally gives you energy. That is what gives you the burst of energy to be yourself and to be fully alive. But when you wake up in the morning, you have no energy. You've digested all of your food. You've exhausted your resources. By throwing this log on the fire, so to speak, food is this log and the fire is your metabolism. You're throwing a log on the fire. You're igniting it. It's revving it up. It's like revving the engine. And you literally take your metabolic rate from this maintenance mode that it's in overnight to acceleration mode. It starts really burning calories at a higher rate, gives you higher amounts of energy. And then as you go throughout the day, as long as you keep eating small snacks, healthy food every 3 hours, what I call the 3 hour rule, you then are continually feeding that fire, keeping the metabolic rate at a higher level. And that is how you will stay leaner, fitter, and feeling fabulous. You actually are going to eat more, but starting it off with breakfast is the most important way to start it. So don't you dare skip breakfast. I know a lot of people do, particularly the holidays when they know that they have a big holiday party and they're like already planning on overindulging. But if you eat breakfast and you just treat these holiday foods as just little foods or you're going to have a little bit of, it's not a big deal. Number 10, the last don't, and then we're going to go to the positives. We're going to the do's. Here's number 10. Don't allow yourself to engage in mindless snacking. So be intentional. And I know this has happened for me a lot, whether I'm at my house or at a party, really, if it's holidays and there's just you're surrounded by foods that maybe you typically wouldn't be. Again, have a plan, be intentional. Know that if you're going to eat something, sit down and eat. Pull out a plate, pull up a chair, turn off distractions and actually eat. Where we go wrong is we are listening to something, we're walking and talking, we're walking around the kitchen, we're bored, so we reach up and grab something, we grab a cookie, we grab peppermint bark, whatever it is, and we don't even realize that we're doing it. So be intentional about what you're doing, and that's going to eliminate some mindlessness of the eating, which is where a lot of the holiday weight comes on. I think I told you guys this in a previous episode, but the average American gains 5 to 7 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's really from mindless eating that we're not aware of. So be aware of what you're doing. Now let's dive into the do's. Here we go. Do load up on fibrous foods, like veggies. Veggies are ideal. And if you're going to a party, be the person that's bringing a vegetable platter. Even if the hostess already has a vegetable platter, you can show up and know that you can fill 3/4 of your plate with something healthy because you are bringing it yourself as well, that you know that you're going to have a good option. So, and of course you could do this with fruits as well. Fruits, if you have an option, always choose more vegetables than fruits. Do put both on your plate, but vegetables are lower in calorie. They're more fibrous and have less, no sugar most of the time, if not less sugar. But do both. And then if you fill your plate primarily with fruit and vegetables, you're going to have a little bit of space for the other indulgences that you do want to enjoy. So number two, do always look up the calorie count on your favorite holiday alcohol drinks. If you are someone who drinks alcohol, educate yourself so that you know what's worth choosing or not. There are some amazing mixed cocktails that are like meals that you should just never touch. Like I don't even want to go into them right now, but look them up. I swear there are some drinks out there that are in tiny martini glasses that are 1,000 calories. And you wouldn't know it. So look it up and know it. I would so much rather you just have a glass of wine that's 100 calories. So be wise about what you're choosing if you're going to drink. Make your best choices. Okay, number three, do find a way to exercise your body every day, no matter what. No matter what, something is always better than nothing. Seriously, so a walk, doing some stretching. I'm going to give you an example of a small circuit you can do in your room in the morning that requires no space and no equipment. But always find a way to do something. And ideally, have a scheduled routine. Do something at a gym. Do something, a jog outside. Find something that's really going to challenge you. But it doesn't have to be a huge time commitment. You can do this. But find a way to move your body every day. Number four, minimize the amount of creamy casseroles that you indulge in. So here's the thing about creamy casseroles. They are super sneaky. They are so like overladen in fat and calories a lot of times, that sometimes the holiday casseroles that you think like might actually be pretty good for you because they got green beans in them are actually higher in calories and sugar and fat than the cookie that you're looking at that you're going to say, oh, I don't want to eat that. So be aware of what you're eating and know that sometimes these big casseroles are not as healthy as we think they might be. Education is where it's all at. So you got to know what are you putting into your body? Number five, make it a tradition to take a family walk. Start the tradition this year. Even if you only get one person to go with you, make it a tradition. Say, here's my new tradition. We're taking a family walk. Number six, empower yourself by tracking your food and calorie intake during this next couple of days. I'm a huge fan of calorie tracking and food tracking just for awareness, particularly at seasons like this, so that you can be intentional and have a plan. And that goes for somebody losing weight. And that also goes for somebody just trying to maintain weight that doesn't want to have to lose 5 pounds starting in January because they just weren't aware in December. So be aware. The app that I typically recommend for people that want to use this as a tool or strategy is MyFitnessPal. It's MyFitnessPal. It's a desktop app or a smartphone app, and it is free. Now, if you are someone who has a propensity to be a little bit obsessive, then I would recommend you just not track your food this way. Maybe keep it a handwritten journal. So know yourself and know what works for you, but this is a really great tool for a lot of people. Where are we? We are at number seven. Oh, you know what? The other thing I was going to say is the thing about tracking your food is it prevents you from having the ability to live in denial. I think sometimes we like to hide our head in the sand, and like we were talking about earlier, we think, well, I didn't really eat those 4 cookies. I just had 2. But you know what? You got to be honest with yourself. You can't sneak food past yourself. You're only lying to yourself. So stop living in denial. And tracking enables you to do that. And tracking with an app like MyFitnessPal also can motivate you to frequent the gym or include your physical activity because there is a place to put that in. And you can see how what you're doing with your physical activity is going to counterbalance what you're putting into your body. So really great tool. Now back to number seven, do finalize and share your 2015 fitness goals. Do it now. Like I said, we're talking about the annual guidebook. Don't wait till January 1st to do your guidebook. Do it now. And same thing with your fitness goals. Do your fitness goals now. And again, that guidebook, get it at trishblackwell.com/guidebook. Start on them now instead of waiting till January 1st. And the other thing I want to challenge you to do is to make a public announcement of some sort of what you're committed to doing. And that might be on Facebook. Maybe you're just going to tell your mom. Maybe you're going to tell your daughter. Maybe you're going to tell your best friend. Maybe you're going to tell your personal trainer. But some capacity, maybe you're going to tell the world in some capacity, tell someone, make some sort of public announcement about what is your fitness commitment. What are your goals? Now, your goal literally might, you mean, and it doesn't matter where you are. What matters is that you're making a goal that's a challenge and a stretch for you. Now, this might be going for a walk 3 times a week. Or maybe your goal is to sign up for your first Ironman this year. I mean, I don't care what your fitness level is. This applies to all of us. What is your fitness goal this year? Number eight, stretch every single day. Now, literally, even just 3 minutes in the morning, you're not too busy to stretch. If you're not stretching and you say you're too busy, it's just laziness. Let's call it what it is. 3 minutes can really set your body up, not just physiologically, but also psychologically. It sets you up. You get you're oxygenating your whole body, and that really does something for you with your body mentally and physically in preparation for the day. It slows you down. It prepares you and opens you up. Really, 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 just 3 minutes can really do your body good. Number nine, this is something that's always helped me, and that's something I've encouraged others to do as well. Know which holiday, like indulgences or treats, so to speak, really are the most important to you. And indulge in only those, because if you don't know what you really love, you're going to end up eating everything. But if you know that you really only love that, you're going to have no temptation to overindulge on these other things that really you're like, well, that didn't really do much for me. I just like, I don't like pie. I hate pie, actually. Like, there's nothing appealing to me about pie. Now you could dress it up and make it a chocolate pie, but I know myself well enough to know I simply don't like pie. Now I love chocolate, but I don't need to try a chocolate pie because I know I don't like pie. Whereas peppermint bark, I'm obsessed with peppermint bark. So if I know that if I'm going to have dessert and my indulgence is that, then that's it. Then I don't need to feel like I need to test taste anything else. So know your indulgences and know yourself well, and then only eat what really matters to you and eat it in moderation. So it's going to, you know, it's going to really help you narrow down what you should eat, what you shouldn't, what you should put on your plate and what you shouldn't. But it's also going to help you in those times we were talking about before, the mindless and bored eating that sometimes we don't even realize that we do. And we do it mindlessly, and then that's where we end up getting weight gain from. So, and then the final do that I have for you is to do a daily 10 to 15 minute workout in your own house. This is so simple, and this is something everyone can do. And it's a mini resistance workout. I have a sample for you right here. So simple. You literally can do this without leaving your bedroom. So wake up, do your 3 minutes of stretching, and do this little 10-minute workout, and it's something. Like, if that's all you did the next week, I would still be thrilled. Now, here's what you got. Here's what I would recommend. If you really want to just have, here, Trish, I love what you're saying, but I got 10 minutes I can give to you. Here's what I would have you do. I would have you do 5 total rounds of these exercises. So that means that you would do all these exercises in a row. You'd go do the one exercise, the next. You do all the exercises. Then you take a little break and you do another round. You do 5 total rounds. Each of the exercises, you do 15 to 20 reps. These are all body weight. And here they are. Exercise number 1, body squats. Literally air squats. You're squatting in place. Okay? Exercise number 2, push-ups. You can do these against a wall if you aren't strong enough to do push-ups on the ground. You can do these against a bed if you want an elevated surface. I'm not a huge fan of doing them on your knees. So if you need to do them on your knees, just do them on the bed at an incline instead. So like you're standing on the ground and you're leaning up with your hands on the end of your bed. Or regular push-ups. Tricep dips, which is when you go to a bench or a chair or perhaps a window sill, and you put your elbows behind you and you're dipping down. Okay. V-ups, which is a type of ab exercise. You can also do crunches and then reverse lunges. So here they are. It's body squats, push-ups, tricep dips, V-ups, crunches, reverse lunges. Do 5 rounds, 15 to 20 times. If you're not really sure what that mean by that, I have videos of all of these in my workout randomizer app. It's you can get that on iTunes for the if you have an Apple product. Sorry, Android users, Apple product only. But 99 cents, it has all these videos, and it customizes millions of potential workouts like this for yourself that you can do in your room. So it's called Workout Randomizer. But anyways, that's just a sample of what you can do without leaving your own bedroom. Just 10 to 15 minutes will set you up for success for the rest of the day. So there you have it, guys. Those are my 10 fitness food holiday do's and don'ts. I hope these were helpful. And then I just want to close out with sharing, as I always love to do, the listener of the episode. And today's listener of the episode is Stephanie. And I'm just had a great email from her. And as you guys know, you can reach out to me. I just want to hear your story. I'd love to honor you as listener of the episode. You could send me a voicemail. You can send me an email. It's trish@trishblackwell.com. Hit me up on Facebook or on Twitter. Any way you want to reach out to me, or through my contact messaging system on my website. But here's what Stephanie says. She says, "Hey, Trish, thank you so very much for putting your experiences out with us in episode number 80. I want you to know that you've given me a lifeline of hope. It is inspiring to know that it is possible to overcome repeated challenges like these and actually emerge stronger and better for them. Your story has come to me at a time of desperate need. I've been in an abusive workplace for over 3 years now. For the majority of that time, I failed to realize that I had become the next target of a serial bully in academia. I recognized that I was being treated differently and blamed myself. I gave everything that I could while trying to earn a fair or at least equal treatment. My efforts failed miserably, leaving me stuck in a constant loop of self-blame, self-hatred, and self-doubt. It was only when my mentor's actions and verbal abuse became so blatant and public that I realized the extent to which I allowed her to devastate my soul and career. For years, I've been emotionally manipulated, verbally abused, belittled, teased, excluded, and punished. This realization has left me in a new loop of unrelenting resentment, fear, and self-hatred. I resent the previous events in my life that likely made me a more vulnerable target. I've been stuck bringing this counterproductive, defeated mindset to work with me every day. Your words have pushed me to start freeing myself from a focus on victimization and instead to remember who I am outside of and despite this dark place. You've inspired me to stop the pity party and to get out there, to return to running and the other things I love. It's going to be a long road learning how to trust myself and others again, but I'm grateful to you for getting me back on my feet and on my way. With gratitude, Stephanie. And Stephanie, I have actually bolded this sentence. You've inspired me to stop the pity party and get out there. And that's what I wanted to celebrate about you, Stephanie, is that you have made this decision. You've made a very powerful decision to stop the pity party, to stop the victimization, and to go pursue life. You're pursuing the things you love. You said you're pursuing running now and the other things that you love, and just growth in this mindset of being a victor, not being a victim, being a victor and victorious with your mindset. And I am so grateful for your story, because you know what, Stephanie, your story is going to inspire others. It's going to inspire people who are listening right now, but also people in your life who've seen this transformation and are watching it unfold as you speak. So I just want to encourage you to continue that fight. You fighting the shifts that are going to go on in your mind, because when you change your thoughts, it's not a one and done. It takes time. It takes daily discipline over many days, weeks, and months. So continue fighting the good fight, girl. You are going to win this race. And you are going to be victorious, and you're going to live life to the fullest and show others how to do the same. So congratulations to you. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being more of who you are and for being part of this community. And guys, that's it for today's show. Don't forget to help me help you more and fill out that survey. It's trishblackwell.com/survey. And heads up, about a week left to apply for the next breakout coaching session. Deadline is January 3rd. We are starting January 4th. For more information about that, you can find it at trishblackwell.com/breakout. As you know, breakout is my signature program, life-changing, 100% money-back guarantee. It's the way to grow. It's the perfect place to start for January 4th is when we're officially starting. But if that's the right program for you at this time of your life, go sign up now. Guys, what's most important to me today is that you go love the skin you're in. Go be more of who you are. And be present. Celebrate this amazing season. I hope you have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Be you. Be free. And accept this giant, giant virtual holiday hug that I'm sending your way.
Thanks for listening. You can get more resources and coaching from Trish at www.trishblackwell.com. And if you love the show, please post a review in iTunes so that more people can join in on this community of confidence. Now, go conquer your day with confidence.